Welcome in to the newest episode of the Hoth Hangout Podcast. Glad to have you here with us, joining us for a live version of the podcast here on YouTube and on Twitch, on multiple different channels, I believe. And want to, of course, again, welcome you into episode 109 of the podcast. We're going to be talking about future Star Wars stories, particularly the characters that we'd want to see in those stories in today's episode. I want to give you a quick reminder that if you're not yet subscribed to the Hoth Hangout Podcast YouTube channel, definitely check us out there for the video version of every podcast, including this one you're currently watching. Shout out to the 473 of you who are subscribed there. Additionally, you can contact us via email at hothhangout@gmail.com with your thoughts, questions, or otherwise, and we'd love to showcase them on the next podcast. Speaking of the podcast, we are available on Apple and Spotify and anywhere else you get your podcasts, including, or of course, as I already said, on both Apple and Spotify. And if you're listening on either of those platforms or any platform that allows you to leave a five-star review, leave a five-star review on the podcast. We appreciate it very much. And it also allows it to be more easily discovered by other people as well. We're on the socials on Instagram, TikTok, and X at Hoth Hangout on each of those. And you can also find us, if you're watching this, perhaps on Twitch right now. You can find this episode, the video version of the podcast, available on Twitch as well. Check us out over there and follow us on those platforms. The Discord link to the Hoth Hangout server is available in the show notes of today's episode as well. And as we transition into our conversations today, Joey, how are you doing, dude? What's up?
Pretty good. I mean, it's... I want it to be warmer outside already. I don't know how it is over by you, but we're still stuck in the 30s and the 40s. I went out for a run the other day and it was real brisk and real cold, and I'm longing for the days. I don't want like super humid weather. Let's be clear. I would be good with like 60s, 65, 70s or something like that. So I'm just waiting. What are we in? Almost mid-April. I just want the warmer weather already.
I got to tell you, in my area of the country, it has been a little bit warmer, although I got pictures from relatives this week over on the East Coast, like, that they're getting snow right now, which is ooh, wild, because for us, the low, I think, any day this week was still in the 50s, and the highs have all been in the 70s, so we're must chilling be nice over here in the Midwest. We got the high of 87 on Sunday. It's oof, like summer's right around the corner. I mean, I don't know if you'd want it that warm. I don't want to wish...
Yeah.
That kind of
a little too early for that, I think, we've kind of gone to a different format now. We're going to try to do this every couple of weeks as opposed to an every week an episode. So yeah, I like the spreading these things out a little bit more. We've got a little bit more life in our hands than we used to, so I just wanted to make sure we address that as well, but also still continue to talk some Star Wars.
Definitely. By the way, speaking of life on our hands, I didn't tell you and Gibbo before we started, I officially turned my capstone paper in for grad school. So that was like one of the biggest things keeping me from engaging with, you know, extracurricular things as I would like. So nice. Shout out to being done with that and now being more available than I otherwise would be. So.
Well, congrats. There's still school to be done, though, right?
Yeah, still school to be done, and I'm about 80% of the way through my client hours, so okay. Going well and on pace, ahead of pace, I guess, to finish, and it's looking good, but just excited to be back kind of in more of the natural groove and the routine, which includes being able to have these conversations on the podcast more often and more directly and more... what should I say? Intentionally, maybe that's the word I'm looking for. So, before we hop into today's main topic of conversation, we do have a couple pieces of news that we wanted to share today. And I actually have a personal story related to our first piece of news,
okay.
Which is that merch from multiple theaters, images of those for the re-release of Revenge of the Sith, has officially debuted, and this is the 20th anniversary. Of course, the film came out back in 2005, generally regarded as by pretty much everybody. I mean, if there's anyone out there watching or listening to this who doesn't think this is the best prequel film, I would love to hear from them as their rationale, but I think it's pretty generally, if not almost universally regarded as the best prequel movie. And again, it's the 20th anniversary. So my fun story I had about this movie, and I don't know if the person who this story is about will ever actually listen to this episode of the podcast, but I won't use names just in case. I had someone who asked me, and it was kind of out of the blue too, who asked me to be an adult chaperone for their date with a potential other who they're interested in. Okay. And so this was just last week, and I was like, yeah, I mean, I could do that. And I was gonna, you know, ask my wife if she would want to go too and make it like a fun kind of thing, you know, whatever. And so I asked this person who asked me to be this adult chaperone. I was like, what movie are you guys going to see? And this person said, Revenge of the Sith. And yes. I was like, yes, I will definitely chaperone.
Wife with you or not, yes, I'll be there.
Right, exactly. So, and this person also knew I was a Star Wars fan, so I feel like I was kind of a shoe-in as the target to be the person who, you know, like their parents said that they couldn't go on this date and it was like, you don't want your parent to be there with you, so you'll ask, like, anyways. So I thought that was funny, and yeah, related to our first piece of news for the day. Are you going to go see this?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to. I want to go early, so, you know, we'll get to the merch in a second, but I want to go there early because of the merch, because I'm thinking, because I think it comes out on the Friday, if I'm not mistaken. Is that April 25th? Is that Friday? I would like to go the early days, so we can, because I worry that maybe the merch will be gone by the time, you know, if I get there like on a Tuesday, because I believe it's playing for a week. So if it, you know, if I go later in the week, maybe it'll be gone. So that's the hopes. We'll see if that's what we end up doing. But yeah, I am definitely planning on going at least one time.
Getting ahead of the game. Is there a limited amount of this stuff that they've announced? I mean, for those who aren't watching the video version of the podcast, what are some of the things that people can expect to receive as merch who attend the re-release of Revenge of the Sith?
Yeah, I'm curious. And So we can go right into it here. I mean, we've got a couple of things here. We got the Cinemark. Is got some things that I believe are online. I think that R2-D2 there on the top right will be available online. So basically a popcorn maker. So of course that's going to be an online thing. So you could pop off his head and use that as the bowl, I guess, you know, for the popcorn. I think the Star Wars, the other Cinemark one is the Star Wars, the Darth Vader cup. With a straw, it looks like, or a drinking apparatus with a Vader helmet. So I'm excited to see what that one looks like too live. And then we've got Regal, we've got we have the, looks like a popcorn holder or just the tin. I'm guessing it's a tin with the Vader, with the Vader image on it. So I want that one. That's the one I want, I think, the most.
Is Regal your local theater chain?
I think there is one locally here, yes.
Because that's what mine is that I go to all the time is a Regal theater. So this popcorn bucket is definitely in my future.
Nice.
Yeah. What's this image on the top left? Just two images of Darth Vader then?
I think that's also part of the I think that, I'm not sure if that's, I think that's the AMC. What's coming from the AMC. So I don't know if it's like a figure or what it is, but I there might be a little mystery behind that one.
So what you're telling me is if I want all of the merch, I have to go twice, once at a Regal theater and once at an AMC theater.
This is true. This is what you need to do.
Not opposed. Not opposed in the slightest.
Yeah, shouldn't be, yeah.
I feel like, I don't know if you're this type of person, Joey, and I wouldn't have been this person when I was younger, but now I'm the type of person where I would invite like my siblings to go to this and then intentionally like bust out a lightsaber and start embarrassing them in the theater by swinging it around.
Yeah. If you could do that with the date that you're being a chaperone for, I think that would work out pretty well for them.
You don't think I'd embarrass them, would you?
Yeah. I mean, we'll see.
Yeah. Well, again, this is coming to a theater near you just in, I guess, what, 2 weeks' time? Two and a half? Two weeks, 2 days' time? Mm-hmm. So be on the lookout for that. This comes out 2 days after I give my presentation on the paper that I just finished writing. So okay. This is also going to be a treat myself sort of moment. But
nice.
Yeah. Let us know, will you be seeing Revenge of the Sith in theaters when it comes out in 2 weeks' time on April 25th? The other piece of news we've got for today is a Fortnite-related piece of news. There is a new Star Wars-themed season coming to the game very soon, as was recently announced. For those of you looking at the video version of the podcast, you can see that image of the Mandalorian with Peely in a tuxedo on your screen. Joey, for someone who I feel like has been out of the world of gaming probably more than I would like the last year, what is the news surrounding this new season of Fortnite? And
so, yeah, there is a new season. There's some rumored skins. Is Emperor Palpatine and C-3PO. So it'll be interesting if we are able to play a C-3PO in there. And I believe there's we're going to have probably lightsabers back in there. That'd be my guess. The Mandalorian skin, I believe came out, 2022, 2021, like a few years back. I don't know if it was part of the original season or if it was a battle pass type of item, but rumor has it that this will be available in the shop actually. So that's a big win for the people who wanted the skin.
Well, on that note, should we transition to our main topic of conversation today?
I might as well. I think this is all going so well. So yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
Well, of course, today's main topic is kind of discussing what characters we would want to see most have their own Star Wars show in the near future. This is actually kind of a callback for me, at least. I don't know how you feel about this, Joey. Kind of a callback to some of our older episodes where we really don't have much of the prompts that we're going to talk about other than just the characters themselves. And it's sort of, I mean, it's kind of what makes conversation fun in a podcast sometimes, is having like less of that grand structure and more just like, all right, here's a character. How do we feel about the character? And what are the odds we get a show? We each have three. Do you want to kick us off or do you want me to kick us off? How are we doing this?
Could we do one and then the other and then like kind of switch back between the
those? Let's do it.
You like that idea?
I could
start here. My first one would be Grand Inquisitor. I was like looking back at like characters that we just don't know a ton about. And I think Grand Inquisitor is one of them. We got a little bit of him in Kenobi, so a little bit more. We saw the live action version, which I thought was super cool. But at the same time, there's still a lot that we don't know about this particular character. Because from what I remember, wasn't he like a former like Jedi of some sort? Or so I think that whole story, I'm not sure if that's been fleshed out or just, you know, like that origin story. Obviously, he had a master. Obviously, he had gone through training. There's more to this story, obviously. So I just want to know more about this character. Because he's just such a cool one. It's such a cool character. I mean, just look at him. You know, when he came out in Rebels, I mean, that was fear. The name too, the Inquisitor. You know what I mean? Like, it was a lot of mystery and like a lot of lore that we just don't know about. And I feel like a show about him at some point doesn't even have to be that long. It could be something like Kenobi, a 4-episode limited series, or even if it were like an animated, I wouldn't mind it, you know. So just something like this, something like a story on him, Tales of the Inquisitors. Maybe we do something like that, you know. So if we can get a little bit more information on him, I think that would be just really that'd be very exciting for me to learn about. What do you think about the Inquisitor?
I love the Grand Inquisitor. I'm pretty sure he was a sentinel, which is one of like the guards of the actual temple itself.
That's right.
Had that double-bladed yellow lightsaber, I want to say. I can't recall if that... I know it was animated. I can't recall if it was in a Clone Wars episode or a Rebels episode where we... I mean, I guess it would have had to have been Rebels, right?
Because Rebels, right, yeah.
Yeah. And it was like in one of those flashback episodes or whatever, where we get to see him as a temple guard. Yeah, I would love more story about the Grand Inquisitor. I mean, personally, I'm kind of the same mind. If I was having a story about him, I would want the plot of that story to be sort of like his downfall to the dark side. And also, like, I would love for it to incorporate some of his, like you said, like, who was his master? I'd love to see the Grand Inquisitor as a Padawan. What went into the decisions that eventually led to him turning to the dark side? So he is the character I think that they'll eventually, you know, dip back into. I'd be surprised if we get much more of him in sort of the, you know, the timeline that we're currently in, like the Rebels roughly timeline. But, you know, I think having said that, he's a great choice for someone. I think if I was going to say what they would more than likely do, if anything, I'd see this being, like you said, like a Tales of show that we'd probably get about him at some point in the future. And I would love for it to be sort of like they did with, both, I guess, Tales of the Jedi and Tales of the Empire, like spanning the course of his life. I would love to see like a young Inquisitor and, you know, all about him in that regard. So I think he's a really good first pick for this list. And by the way, for those of you listening or watching, let us know what your picks would be too. Again, Joey and I just have three each, but if there's ones that you think like really belong on this list, feel more than welcome to comment those on any of the platforms that we're streaming on, or if you're listening, any of our social platforms as well, let us know. All right, you ready for my first pick?
Yeah, let's hear it.
This is one that is from something recent, so I feel like it does have a little bit of recency bias to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with a Skeleton Crew character, actually, on this one. Good old Ja Nana Wood. Good old Jude Night. Law himself. I'm going with Ja because he's a character who we liked and then we didn't like,
right?
And then we weren't sure, you know, what his character's role was really going to be, and then the way it all played out in the show, it was kind of like, I was expecting for them to sort of redeem the character in some way by the end of the show, and they didn't really do that, and in fact they kind of did the opposite of that. And I didn't feel like we got as much, I guess, answer and as many answers to the sort of like, how is he force sensitive, but he's in this position as a pirate. Like I kind of wanted them to connect the pieces there just a little bit more mm-hmm. than they did in the show. So, I mean, a backstory about Ja would be nice. I would say of the three I picked, if I was going to pick one, this would probably be like third on my list as a little bit of a teaser for what the other two might be.
Sure.
I'm most interested in this character. I guess not dissimilar from the Grand Inquisitor. I'm most interested in this character's far backstory. Like, what was his time as someone who was force sensitive, like as a kid? And then maybe even like as a young adult, and how did that transition into piracy happen? I could take it or leave it with this one because I'm not really sure we are going to get a second season. So I don't know. What do you think? Do you think we'll A, see Jod anymore in any Star Wars stuff? And B, if we did, do you think it would be about him as the main character?
I don't think it'll be him as the main character. Depending on, I guess, what the story is. I can't imagine them kind of, you know, really fleshing out this particular character, especially in something like a series of some sort, mainly because I don't know how Skeleton Crew was really taken in with the fandom. If they really enjoyed it, it'd be one thing if they like absolutely like, you know, devoured and just absolutely loved everything about it. I don't really get that feel for it, unfortunately, from maybe that's a personal thought where it's just like, it's there. It's fine. You know, I think we talked about it. It's Goonies that happened to be in a Star Wars universe, you know, it did feel a little bit, you know, lacking in that sense where it was just like, but it was a fun series by itself. Right. But I don't think that this is really something that they'll continue on. Like you said, a season two, I wouldn't necessarily see. I think they left it open a little bit for it, but I wouldn't say I would be shocked if there was a season two. If you give me the option between this and Acolyte, yeah, I think this one would get a season two. But his character, yeah, just like you said, it was intriguing because you liked him, then you didn't like him, and then kind of at the end, it kind of just ended with him. You know, just like, okay, well, he didn't like fight back how you thought he was going to, because he was like this really, you know, you thought he was like a really bad character, but he was just like, oh, well, you got me, you know, whatever. It was like, oh, okay, you know, that's not exactly how I expected this to end. So, yeah, so I like the character. I like the idea of the character. I would like some more information on him, especially his past, like you said, but to have a full series about it, I'm not sure if we would be able to get that.
Right. Yeah, and I think just to kind of wrap what you said about it, about the show as a whole, I just feel like it didn't have as many eyeballs on it, was kind of its main issue. Mm-hmm. So it did receive like lower viewership than any mm-hmm. other Disney Star Wars show.
Do you think that's that's an Acolyte effect?
Or oh, do you think yeah, definitely.
Okay, you think a good portion of that is because of that the Acolyte show?
I think a good portion of it is that. I also just think the idea, the concept of this show is not like attractive in the way that, you know, Ahsoka, it's like it's a character who everyone mm-hmm. knows, and you know there's going to be lightsaber duels. Obi-Wan, right. It's a character everyone loves. And even the shows that weren't great, like Book of Boba Fett, like that's a beloved character where you know, like, you know part of what you're getting. And I think mm-hmm. that's the biggest thing with Skeleton Crew, is that going into it, it had the most, maybe Acolyte was a little bit this way too, but Acolyte had so much more marketing and hype built into it. And you knew there was going to be lightsaber battles, and there's just not elements that like get the average fan excited about shows, which is sad, because like I think this is a objectively, I would argue, I mean, I don't know if you can say objectively, if there's people who probably disagree with this, but I would say the majority of people think this is a better show than The Acolyte, but obviously mm-hmm. it didn't do, I think, even half as well as The Acolyte did for those different reasons we just listed. So all that to say, and kind of wrap it back to Jaws' character, he's a character who I think if people do give this show a chance, they would be drawn to the mystery that his character presents, and simultaneously disappointed by kind of not having the payoff of what his character is really about in the end of the show,
right?
Which is the main reason I say that I would be interested in a show about him, even if it was it would probably have to be like a mini series or so, or even if he was a side character,
right? Yeah.
Different mm-hmm. show. So that's what I'm going with for my first pick, and if of my three, I've got, he's probably number three on my list. So nice. I've got two more later, but I'll let you throw things back to you with your second pick for your character.
Okay, my second, and I think that this comes from the little cameo we got of her in Kenobi, and I thought it was so cute. But I think Leia Organa, Leia Skywalker, Leia Solo, however you want to call it. I think Leia would be we just need more Leia, honestly. They do have some books during the time, like her teenage years. Particularly, one of my favorites is Princess of Alderaan, where she's kind of she's in her teen years. She's in the Senate. She's trying to get her footing, and it's just a really good origin story. You kind of learn about her. I think everyone was surprised when we saw her in Kenobi, because I think everyone was just assuming this was, you know, Kenobi with Luke, protecting Luke, and that's like kind of all you would see. But then come to find out, it was basically about him, you know, being the father figure, you know, one of the father figures for Leia, you know, which was just great. So, and if you didn't know, she could break some ankles getting chased by, you know, the bad guys. She could run under trees. She's like way faster. So she was already using her force abilities, apparently, when she was like 8 or 9 or whatever she was here, you know. Of course, I say that just jokingly, but still, I think it's just chased by Flea, exactly, chased by Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers. Who would have thought that we would have seen Flea in Star Wars? I certainly did not have that on my bingo card that year. So, but yeah, if we could get more Leia, she's just a great character overall. We did get a lot of her in other animated series, which is great. You know, I believe we did see her in Rebels for a little bit, if I'm not mistaken. But we do have a little bit more. But just to see her rise, her story, even you know got that very, very small little scene there in Rogue One, you know, where she says the line at the end. And what were your thoughts on her CGI, just out of curiosity, in Rogue One?
I mean, it's not perfect. I think, let's see, that would have been 2016. Mm-hmm. And the Mandalorian season 2 finale was, I want to say that was like during COVID. Is that right? Like early COVID?
What season finale of
season 2 of Mandalorian? The Mandalorian?
Oh, yeah. Season 2. That sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere around there. My point is there was like a solid like 3 or 4 years between Rogue One, where they were doing, you know, Leia's face and Tarkin's face, with the CGI methods. It looks good, but it's just when people do CG faces, there is almost always an element where you're like, that it looks human, but there's something about it that I can, right, like my eyes can tell that it's not.
I think it's the eyes. Eyes always look a little off.
Right. And they definitely improved that with Luke Skywalker in the end of, I mean, I think the statute of limitations has expired on Mando season 2. If you haven't seen it, it's been out for whatever, it's 5 or 6 years or something. But the Luke Skywalker's face in Mando season 2 is definitely an improvement from Leia's face in Rogue One. All that to say, I think for the time and how new that technology was, I think it still holds up.
Now what would you think, I think Gibbo was saying this, what would you think about a special release of Rogue One with updated technology with Leia's little scene there?
I mean, that's kind of, I think depending on the generation of Star Wars fan you ask, you'd probably get a different answer to that. I don't have an issue with it. I mean, I'd enjoy that. At the same time, like the 2016 CG doesn't like put me off from wanting to watch it again.
Right.
But the reason I say different generations of fans would probably respond to that differently is if you're like a, like someone who grew up during the original trilogy, you kind of experienced this in a very negative way with like all the re-releases of changing things and new scenes being inserted and CG being put into it in the, I think it was the 04 version where George just overhauled the CG into the original trilogy. Or I mean, the Han shot first thing is the most well-known example of that. Like that's changed, what, 5 times? Like every time they re-release New Hope, it's like a different version of Han and Greedo at that table. So, I mean, depending on the generation of fan you ask, a lot of people would probably be like, nope, don't change it. Once it's made, and like appreciate it for what it is. And I get both sides. I think people are going to always do that. One, just it makes money. And then two, it's like, well, if we can, why wouldn't we? Which, you know, I get that aspect of it too. So I wouldn't say I feel strongly either way. I wouldn't be like crazy about it, but at the same time, if it did come out, I'd see it just to see what it looked like.
Nice. Yeah, that was my number two, Leia. I mean, you could do it in almost any form, whether it's limited series, maybe even a full like 8-episode thing. You could probably pull it off with Leia, you know, if it was an animated, you know, Tales of the Leia, I think that would be fine. Tales of the Senators or something like that. So yeah, I think that, so that's my second pick would be Leia.
Nice. All right. Well, I've got, who should I go with first? I'll just go right in order of what I've got them on our little sheet here. My next character is one who I think I am most intrigued by this character, even though he would probably still be number two on my list for me. It's a character who we were introduced to relatively recently in Ahsoka, And tragically, the actor who plays Balin Skull, my second pick, passed away shortly after the completion of the filming of that first season. If I remember correctly, I think it was before the season actually came out, if memory serves. And, you know, there was questions around his character within the show and kind of the greater context that, you know, of course, the actor had passed away. And so it's like, where are they going to go with Balin Skull's character? Because there is so much intrigue around this connection between the father, the daughter, and the son, which if you're not kind of familiar with some of the more heavy lore aspects of the Clone Wars, this is an arc in the Clone Wars. It's kind of like, they are kind of like representations of the Force. Like the son is the dark side, the daughter is the good side, and the father holds the balance. And these large stone statues that are representations of each of them are what we see at the conclusion of the Ahsoka season, that Balin is like standing on the hand of the father. And that's really where you leave off with his character. And so I said, as we were watching Ahsoka, Balin just, I mean, it's hard for Ahsoka to not be my favorite character, but if I had to pick a second, it was definitely Balin. I love characters that have mystery, that have intrigue, where you're drawn to them, yet you don't understand them. And that like journey of understanding the character is what makes them so intriguing in that sense. So I would love, I think all of my characters probably that I've chosen for this list, I would want to see their youth, and mainly to see like the transition to where they got now. I think that's probably the case with most characters we select on this list today. Wanting to get like an understanding of who they were before they are now. And we know with Balin, he's someone who's not a Jedi, not really, I don't know how much he would ascribe to the title of like a dark side force user even. Like he's clearly in cahoots with what appears to be more dark side elements. But I don't even think he would use that title, I would suspect. And so learning more about Balin's motivations, his upbringing, you know, maybe even like if it wasn't a full show and was like a miniseries, like an Order 66 episode from Balin's perspective. I would love that. Yeah, right. That'd be really, really nice. We could see who his master is, perhaps. But and all that to say, like, these are things, the reason I included him on my three is because now that the character has recently been recast, I'm hopeful that they do include his character in more stuff besides just the next season of Ahsoka. At least I really, really hope they do. And I think the actor they've chosen, Rory, I forget his last name, from Game of Thrones. He does have like a striking, you know, resemblance. And so I think if you kind of took off some of his facial hair and cut his hair a little shorter, you could easily pass him off as like a, you know, 30-year-old
Roy McCain?
Balin.
Was that what it was? McCain.
That sounds right. Yeah, that does sound right. And I've really enjoyed his work from Game of Thrones. He has some awesome storylines in that show. And he's a great actor, and I think he'll do the role justice. And I was pretty happy to receive that news. So I'm gonna go with Balin Skull for my second pick of my three. What do you think? Could you see him in a show?
Yeah, I think so. We were already hoping that we would see something, and maybe he would be the next, you know, in the next Tales of the, you know, Tales of the Gray Side, you know, something like that. I think if we could get more info on him, I think that would be great. You know, like you said, it's all about the origins. It's all about, you know, how they became who they are now, that when we were first introduced to them. And to be able to see that, unfortunately, with the passing of the you know, Ray Stevenson, is very sad. But like, you do bring up a good point that they recast them, so that means they definitely want to continue with this character. They had ideas for this character. So does that include something, you know, a little bit later on with a animated show or a TV series or something? So I'm really hoping we get more of him too. So yeah, that was a great point that you brought up there.
Yeah, maybe even like in one of the episodes of a show about Balin, they could include like in the last episode how Shin goes about becoming his mm-hmm. apprentice, kind of connecting the Ahsoka timeline to Balin's story. But yep, that's going to be my second pick. And Joey, I've noticed a trend about our picks. I know we each still have mm-hmm. one left. There's a reason that my border is red and your border is blue. You've got
that's true.
You've got two good guys on your list. I've got three true. Bad guys on my.
That's true. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. But yeah, now that you mention it, Ben is the known dark side user of the Hoth Hangout. So this is not a surprise. But the last one, this should be no surprise, right? I mean, this is everyone knows how much I adore this character. Since the first time, I seen him in the 80s. Lando Calrissian, definitely somebody who I just need to be seen. I need more of him. I need the Donald Glover version of him. We're still waiting on news, and I forget where we're even at, if it's going to be a series or if it's going to be a movie or whatever it is. But I'm just waiting for Lando, more Lando content to get into my brain and to really get into it. I've said it time and time again about how important this character is to me kind of growing up. He was just that cool character, as much as, Luke with the lightsaber and, Han was the cool pirate type of guy. This dude just stuck out to me. He had the style. He had that grace. He was an integral part with this team too. And, when he came in the Millennium Falcon and Jedi, just like all of it was just, these are all just such wonderful memories I have of this character. When they brought him back in Solo, the movie Solo, casted Donald Glover, I was even more excited because Donald Glover is one of my favorites. I loved him in Community. I love his stand-up. I loved him as Childish Gambino. So just seeing that, and now him and his brother, Stephen Glover, are, have the reins for this new Lando show or movie or whatever it is at this point. And to see that, I'm just so excited. I'm just still waiting for more info on that. So it should be no surprise that's exactly who would I have wanted to see in a TV series. Learn more about him. How did he get so cool? Where did he get all those capes? I mean, these are all questions that we all need to know.
It would not be a Hoth Hangout episode if you didn't mention that Lando would be a character that you'd like to see in a show, Jay.
That's right.
I hope it does come to fruition. I feel like this has been something that they've tossed around so much. Like, it's like going to be a movie, and now it's going to be a TV show, and they're changing the directors, and now it's going to be, Donald Glover, who's doing a lot of like the producing of the show. And I don't know if we ever will get this. I would suspect this feels like something that will eventually happen. But I would hope it's sooner than later. I guess I'll just say that. Right. And Lando's a really good pick, I think, as well, especially for what he means to the world of Star Wars. So, all right, you ready for my last one?
Let's do it.
It is, as we mentioned, we've already given the little hint that it is a dark side force. Well, I guess I didn't say a force user. It is someone who's a bad guy. It is a dark side force user. I'm going with a pick that I wanted the Acolyte to be about when it was first announced like 6 years ago.
I like that.
I'm going with young Palpatine. If you nice. Recall, like, I think we had already started podcasting, or maybe had recently, the announcement was right before we started podcasting. When they made the announcement about Acolyte for the first time, I guess it would have been before we started, but regardless, when the announcement came out, my thought process was, wow, like the Acolyte, they're talking about the timeline of it.
Mm-hmm.
Surely it's going to be like a young Palpatine. And then we find out that it actually takes place like a little bit earlier in time than, when Palpatine would have been a young an up-and-coming, force user and apprentice to Plagueis, as we read in the Darth Plagueis novel. So basically, this is a callback to what I wanted from the Acolyte when it was first announced, and we had very little information. If anyone has not read the Darth Plagueis book, this is really what I'm asking for is a whether it's a film or a TV show, just a recreation of the novel, because mm-hmm. it is such a well-written book. It's widely regarded as one of, if not the best by some people, Star Wars books. I think the only argument you would get from people is that maybe the Thrawn books are universally regarded as the best by a lot of people, that would kind of outrank the Darth Plagueis book. But regardless, this is one of the widely considered best Star Wars novels. And if you're not familiar with what it's about, it's really about Palpatine's rise to power through his apprenticeship to Darth Plagueis, and then his betraying him. And you kind of get an insight into that in his speech to Anakin in the little space opera scene in Revenge of the Sith. This really takes like that, you know, 5-minute scene with Palpatine, and it expands it into its whole story. You learn about why he is the way he is, why he is who he is, like what's driving him towards betraying his master. And then you get to actually like live it and experience it at the end of the book. And Darth Maul's even in the book at one point. There's just so many like great things that they could throw into the show. And so Palpatine as a character has always intrigued me, because you see this like, this older guy who's hellbent on power, and you know, the natural thought, at least for me, is how does someone get to be that way? Like, how does someone become so consumed by hatred and just like lust for power that's like all they consider and all they think about, and they inflict pain, and it's just like who they are. Like, that person was a child at some point, and that's the thing that really at least gets me thinking, what was Palpatine like as a 13-year-old? Like, was he already, you know, planning on ruling the universe, or was that more of a gradual thing? I would love to see that played out in visual format someday. So, I don't know if that'll ever happen. I would say of the three that I've selected, Jaw, Baylan, and Sheev.
Sheev.
Yeah. I think Baylan is probably the most likely for my three, but I would still love a Palpatine one. Of mm-hmm. your three, the Grand Inquisitor, Leia, and Lando, which one would you say Lando is the most likely, since it's already had production?
I think that would be cheating to say, yeah, obviously Lando would be the one. But of the remaining two, I could see Leia. I could see Leia being more, because Leia's got a lot of hold on the fandom, right? So out of the two, there's probably a ton of people who still don't really understand how cool the Grand Inquisitor is. So from a number standpoint, from a money standpoint, I think Leia would be the play for Disney to, if they wanted to create one of the two, I think that would be who the story would be about.
Would we get an episode on the origin of the Mary Poppins ability?
I mean, it's a great opportunity to explain it, you know, like when she learned it for the first time and when she practiced it. I think that's a pretty important. I think that these are the questions, you know, that the fans really want to know.
Yeah. Well, I think we've come up with a good list. And as another just reminder for those of you watching or listening, if you have people you would add on this list, let us know in the comments, whether that be on YouTube or on Twitch or on any of the socials after the episode. Or if you're listening, let us know too, and on any of the socials additionally. Looking over at our lists, would you say there are any honorable mentions that are worth just quickly, briefly mentioning before we conclude today's episode?
You know, before I guess this is, I think we like to have the idea that we know what we want for Star Wars, right? Mm-hmm. And what, you know, what they can do to really create something great. As much as we would want some of these things, I think about how badly fans wanted more about Boba Fett. And kind of what just happened to him. So take that for what it's worth. You know, sure, this is fun to talk about. Sure, this is, you know, something that, you know, just some fans can talk about. It's going to be a really good time to just discuss. But the reality of it is this something that we would even want, you know, Disney to do at this point? You know, I guess that question needs to be put out there. Sure, it would be a lot of fun to see. But are we at a point right now where we can just, you know, even really you know, dive into it and be happy with it. I think, like I said, I think they've done good jobs with some of the more animated series. Like the Tales of the, you know, all the Tales shows, I think have just been great. So if they kind of stick to that, I think they're great. The last couple, unfortunately, you know, I talk about, you know, Acolyte, I talk about Skeleton Crew. Those are just like, okay, that's fine, I suppose. And I think Andor, I'm excited for Andor, you know, the next season to come up. So they do have some big hitters out there as well. So I guess that's, you know, worth thinking about too, is sure, we would love to have some more stories, but are we at a place that we would be comfortable with them telling these stories?
Right. Right. Give me a Neil show. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. They throw that right in with the Jedi Young Adventures too.
Yeah. Yeah. He shows up in the next season of Jedi Young Adventures. That'd be kind of fun.
Is there anybody that you had thought of, like honorable mentions? I know you always have honorable mentions, that's why.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, if I were to pick one, I'm trying to, because, I mean, my tendency in my heart is to always, like, think of characters from the originals and the prequels, so I'm trying to be fair to the sequel era and pick someone from that timeline. I mean, maybe this is not an unrealistic option since he's already such a large part of Ahsoka. But I mean, I would love a Thrawn show personally.
Yeah, yeah. That's a lot of. There's a lot of. You know, we talked about Leia bringing in somebody. I think Thrawn has a good hold on the fandom as well.
Yeah. Yep. And I think a lot of fans have like retroactively become interested in Star Wars novels and just reading Star Wars books because of Thrawn's involvement in sort of the Disney era of Star Wars, which is kind of cool. Usually it seems like people, not always, because Star Wars is like such an established brand, but it seems like people usually with things get interested in the book version, and then they're like, oh, let's see what it looks like in the movie version. So it's kind of fun to see people retroactively getting interested in the Thrawn books. It's a fun thing, I think, that has happened recently. But that's probably who I'd give for my biggest honorable mention. And there's probably lots of others. If we sat here and thought about it, we could probably turn this podcast episode into a 2-hour episode.
Gibbo would love that.
Yeah, Gibbo would be thrilled. By the way, shout out to Gibbo, who's with us tonight from Bali. If you all could see the pictures of the place he's staying, man, that place looks cool. I will say it looks cool.
that's a true work from home setup right there.
Yeah Yeah, work from abroad. Well, and also, as we kind of move towards concluding the episode, this is the first episode the three of us have all been together in a minute, I think. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah, even further away from Gibbo somehow too.
Right. Yeah normally he's yeah. We can chalk up the technical difficulties to Bali's fault.
And Twitch. We'll blame Twitch somehow as well.
Yeah, that's always a good person. I would say that's always a good source to blame. But well, again, let us know your choices for characters who you would want to have their own shows on the socials or down in the comments of the episode as well. We'll be back with another episode 110. More than likely, not confirmed, but judging from the fact that that will be, I think, right before Andor comes out, perhaps, or roughly around that time, there is a pretty high chance that will be an Andor-related episode. Shout out to the friend I have who frequently listens to the podcast who swears that Andor is her least favorite show. That episode is entirely going to be dedicated to her. And we'll look forward to all the fun stuff to come, whether it's the re-release of Revenge of the Sith, Andor Season 2 coming out the end of the month, May the 4th, next month, of course, Star Wars Day with the new show Tales of the Underworld. Lots to be excited about this time. It's going to be fun kind of getting back into a swing of things as life hopefully starts to slow down just a little bit. And looking forward to more awesome Star Wars content in the near future. Lastly, you can always check out the Hoth Hangout podcast on YouTube, where we do the video version of the podcast, as well as live streams on YouTube and Twitch as we're doing right now with this current episode. And if you're not following us over there on Twitch or subscribe to us on YouTube, definitely do us a favor, follow us there and subscribe on YouTube for the video version of every podcast, as well as our reactions to new episodes when they go live. We're getting closer to that 500 mark. So if you happen to be listening, you happen to be watching, you're like, I'm not much of a video podcast person, you could always hit that subscribe button, help us get a little bit closer to that goal of 500 we've had, and it would help us out a lot, so we'd appreciate it very much. You can contact us via email at hothhangout@gmail.com with your Star Wars thoughts or questions, and we'd love to showcase them on the next episode of the podcast. You can find the podcast wherever you get your pods, including both Apple and Spotify. And if you're listening on either of those platforms or any platform that allows you to leave a five-star review, leave a five-star review on the podcast. We appreciate it very much, and it also allows it to be more easily discovered by other people that love Star Wars as well. We're on the socials on Instagram, TikTok, and X at Hoth Hangout. And as we've mentioned already, we are now on Twitch for every episode live stream of the podcast. You can check us out there or on YouTube, wherever you like to watch your live streams, for each and every episode of the Hoth Hangout podcast. Additionally, you can contact, or I should say, additionally, you can find us on Discord, and the link to that Discord server for the Hoth Hangout community server is down in the show notes below. Joey, any last thoughts on today's episode or anything in the world of Star Wars?
I mean, I'm just happy to... Can we get another round of applause to having all three of us together? We finally got it. You know, it's been... Has it been months? It's definitely been months, because we didn't do it the first, the return episode, which, by the way, have not uploaded yet. And so even before that, so last year was the last time we were all together recording something together. So I'm just excited to finally be all together. Hopefully we'll continue this going forward. But either way, it's been a lot of fun. I'm excited for more Hoth Hangout, hopefully in the next couple of weeks.
Definitely, definitely. And last, of course, thank you to Gibbo for producing today's show, who is now the biggest Star Wars fan in Bali, officially. Gibbo, is that an accurate title for you right now? Okay. What is the population of Bali, by the way? Not to put you on the spot. I'm guessing 1 million people. Oh, man. That means you are literally one in 4.4 million in terms of Star Wars fandom in that country you're currently in.
And number one. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, like you mentioned, Joey, it's good to kind of have all three of us back together on an episode. Looking forward to more of those in the very near future. And thank you to each of those of you who are listening or watching for today's episode. We appreciate y'all very much. We'll be back very soon with episode 110, likely covering the second season of Andor. And then, of course, our reactions to the first couple episodes of Andor, as well as our reactions to Tales of the Underworld coming out at the beginning of next month. And until then, again, we appreciate you all for listening. We will catch you in the next one. And until then, may the Force be with you.